I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Issa Nyafaga. He's a cartoonist, he's a global community organizer, he's an activist, and he has an opening tomorrow, this Friday, the 27th of February, at the CCA in the lobby of the same building where the Cinematheque is from 5 to 7, called Je suis Artuniste. Welcome, Issa, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte. I'm very happy to be back again. I always tell people, like, in Santa Fe is amazing because it's a community art place, and, you know, I know the mayor, and I know the local radio host, I know all these, you know, community leaders that I can just walk and talk to, you know what I mean?
So it is a funny town like that.
Yeah, it is.
You
it
can
is.
Know so many people.
And when I think how I got here, because I was at the residency program with the Santa Fe Art Institute, so they gave me a Joan Mitchell Fellowship. It's one of the iconic American painters. And then so that's how I got here. And I didn't even know where I was going. So I ended up staying. And it's been 5 amazing years.
Yes, indeed. It's only been 5 years. It seems like you've been here
forever.
And
then you connected me with a lot of Africans here. Mostly CC, the cook.
Yeah,
the
other people from Cameroon, yeah, which yes. is where you're from.
Sure.
And
sure.
which is where you started doing cartooning.
Yes.
Which led you into a whole pack of trouble.
Yes. Yes, and I left the country after I was in prison and tortured for 2 weeks for free speech, for, you know, just for my cartoons and friends too. So I am grateful because we keep talking about it because it's a therapy for me to talk about. You know what I mean? If you avoid, it means that I still keep in the nightmare. So the reason why I also came to the U.S. is because in Paris, I have this amazing asylum, and as an intellectual, and I work with Charlie Hebdo. But I was seen as a victim, and I didn't want to be a victim based on the drama of being imprisoned for cartooning and being tortured. I wanted to be somebody else. Like, I wanted to just remove the coat of the victim and walk away and be who I am today. Some what people call leader, but I actually don't like to have labels on myself, but I am who I am, and I do what I do.
So one of the things you do is you're continuing to do your cartooning, and I love that it's called Artoonist, combining cartoonist and art.
Yes.
And this show is in part a response to the attacks in Paris in January.
That's right. That's right. Yes, because I worked for Charlie Hebdo in 97. I spent more than a year there.
And you knew all those guys.
Yes, I know all those guys. I can tell you, I know Cabu. He's one of the famous cartoonists in France. He was one of the famous cartoonists in France. Walensky also. They are two iconic cartoonists who kind of started the culture there. And then there is a Sharp, who's like the editor-in-chief. And because he was the first, he's the first cartoonist editor-in-chief in Charlie Hebdo. And then there is another artist called Tinius, a very funny guy. He went to Cameroon because there is a cartoon festival in Cameroon. It's called Fescari. And then there is another cartoonist named Honoré also. All died on January 7th. And it's been a very shaky, difficult, hectic year for me because a day before my big sister died, and then the next day there was this attack. So I have the entire energy of the year in 2 weeks. So it's been very difficult. But yes, this show is about responding or maybe addressing the importance of free speech and how we have to be made. And it's one of the key solutions for our civilization today. So I think that this exhibition needed to be up, and I'd like to thank CCA for receiving this exhibition so quickly. The reason why I call myself Artoonist is because I paint cartoons very big. They're very large. They can go from 6 feet to 15 feet by 25.
Now, yes. That's not what we usually think of as cartoons.
Because I have a 1 foot in the visual art, like a medium, like acrylic oil, and then also a political cartoonist. So my art teacher, who is my mother, told me, do not forbid yourself from anything. So do all the experiences you can and be a good man and be a resilient person. So then from there, to become an artist, I try many medium. until one day I found myself painting cartoon very large. So this is what the public of Santa Fe will discover at the CCA this week.
What kind of subjects are you painting?
I'm painting a subject about the killings of the cartoonists in Paris. That's one thing I'm doing. I'm doing something about global policy, and I'm doing something about U.S. national policy, and I'm also designing something about the Pan-African African policy between probably France and African nation, how they tie to post and pre-colonization issue that they're struggling with today. So that's the topic of the cartoon. And then there's something about, you know, daily life, like Ebola and, you know, HIV and AIDS, you know. I want to gather all the audiences for people to understand, but people also have to understand that cartoons is a culture. There is a way to read it, and it's only based on paper and ink, you know. So, and that's also what I teach here in Santa Fe, is I teach cartoons, you know. I teach kids how to think outside of the box, you know, so that's what I do.
Now, you are also on your way to the United Nations next week. What's going on over there?
It's tied to the Paris attack, because I've been invited by Article 19. It's a very influential organization at the UN for free speech and artistic expression. So that's the topic of it's actually a panel. And then it's the second time I'm being invited by the UN to share my work and also contribute to how we can protect freedom of expression globally, because there's no regulation at the UN to protect free speech. So that's something I'm going to address on March 6th in Geneva. Yeah, it comes March 6th. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, who else will be, like, what's the nature of this forum? They're getting artists?
Yeah, they're getting artists. They're getting one cartoonist from Malaysia, Anwar, and then they're getting another cartoonist from Denmark, and then they're getting another cartoonist from, I believe, in South Africa to be part of the panel at the UN. So it's a very, very important day for me. And I also check with other cartoonists I know. I know Rob Rogers in Pittsburgh. He worked for a paper. And I call my mentor, John Lent. He's one of the most prominent scholar and cartoon and cartoon critics and chief editor of International Journal of Comic Art. And, you know, to get some ideas how I can represent our profession better in Geneva.
What has the Charlie Hebdo attack been like for the community of cartoonists?
Well, very devastating, because it makes people who have my story feel like I am very lucky and grateful to just have been in prison and been tortured but still alive. And also, what you have to understand, Mary Charles, is that cartoonists are always being seen by the public like jokers, you know what I mean? Even though we've been telling people for many generations that we're doing very important work, because in one image, you can see what an hour's speech can say, just in one image.
Yeah, you can sum the whole thing up
with humor
on top.
In one image. And then there's also the first thing people go to see in the paper. But we're the least paid. And then one day somebody show up in your office and gun you down. So this has been very devastating for us, even though we have to understand that what happened in France had to be put in context, because we've been discussing it for a long time about the cartoon of Mohammed, because they've been published in Denmark before, and then the price that Charlie Hebdo is paying now is because they republished the cartoons. And then so there's been a very controversial debate in the cartoon communities, because Charlie Hebdo has one of the papers that has the most talented cartoonist in Europe. So they could not, on the name of freedom of speech, republish the cartoon that had been published by other newspaper. It wasn't necessary. So, but they don't deserve what happened to them. And also another thing to say is that Charlie Hebdo, being very controversial, publishing some cartoon against some religious groups, But what I know about Charlie Hebdo, when I was hired in 97, the first month that I was there, they took me to a rally to fundraise for Subcomandante Marcos in Mexico. So they was very far left. And then before that, Charlie Hebdo was called Harakiri. So it was very anarchist newspaper. That's how they started. Then they were shut down by when General de Gaulle died. Then they become Charlie Hebdo. And then today they're no longer far left. I don't know what they are. They're very far right. So they're defending other causes that are not what they started in the beginning. So there's been a lot of shift since I left Charlie Hebdo in 98. So that's something we also can debate. But, you know, our audience can do a research, or, you know, anybody can really find what's going on with Charlie Hebdo online. Yeah.
We're talking to cartoonist Issa Nyafaga, and you have, among other things, a book coming out called Je Suis Artuniste.
Yes, yes. It's my ever first book as a cartoonist, and then the books will be published the next month. And I really, really, I'm very excited about about the book project because, you know, I have a lot of support from a lot of my friends, Pamela Bouton, who's one of the publisher in Texas. And then also I love my graphic designer, Patricia Perso, who is very talented artist, who's helping me on this. But also the book going to have a very color cartoons, which is not something people really see often. Color cartoons, yes. So they're very large, and we're working on it now, and then I'm very, very excited about it, and I think the public will like that book.
And we will certainly let Santa Fans know.
Sure. The book going to be sold here because...
New Mexicans, I should say.
Yeah, New Mexican. Because the book going to be sold here because the show going to be up until April 19th. So in March 28th, there will be a book about, like an event, movie screening about one of the films that I've done by about my work. And then I think we'll have a copy of the book at that event so people can... you know, buy it there. So
excellent. And we'll let people know about that and maybe get you back on the radio if you can do that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's one more project that you do. I don't know how you do all the things that you do, but there's one more project I wanted to update people on, which is that you did this amazing thing in the last year or two where you raised money to build a radio tower in Cameroon, where you're from. And you were calling it Radio Taboo, and the idea was that you would broadcast in Cameroon in all different languages about all different subjects.
Right.
And you succeeded in your great big fundraising campaign. Where is it at now?
Well, we built a tower in Cameroon, so 150-foot tower after a Kickstarter campaign, you know. So now the community radio is, we've been collecting more fund because we're looking for more fund now to go train the villagers and then have radio equipment and also grow solar energy, because you have to understand that in the region where we are implanting this radio, there's 1 million people who don't have running water, no electricity. So we have to develop solar panel project ourselves for the radio to be able to broadcast maybe 7 or 10 hours a day. That's what we need. So it's going to take a lot of effort and funding to get that. So we're looking for funds now. If some people out there want to support free speech, this is the moment, because the global projects are also very local. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I'm a global activist, but in Santa Fe here, my work, my sense of giving back to the U.S., because the reason why I'm safe in Africa when I go is because I live in the U.S. So to be able to give back to the community here, I go to school and empower young people. That's my sense of giving back to the U.S. You know, it doesn't have to be how people see it. This is my own way to share, because what they give me is the love of art, and I want to share it because it's the only thing I have. Yeah, so that's the idea. So radio is on its way, and then we're waiting for people just to join the project for funding and anything. And then they can also come, because I want to tell your audience that do not listen to global news about what's going on with Ebola and Boko Haram and all this. We have an incredible grassroots organization and communities in Cameroon. And then there are a lot of people in Santa Fe who are gone with me in the country. They have spent a lot of time there, and they can even go now without me being there, because they make contact there. So do not sit on your couch and listen to these mainstream news that are not healthy for your brain. You know.
Instead, come to the cafe,
yeah.
Meet Issa.
Meet me, and then we talk.
And go to Cameroon yes. with him.
Yeah, and then
but where do you get your, where are you supposed to get your news?
What news?
No, I mean, if we want to find out about Ebola or Boko Haram.
Well, I run a paper in Cameroon. That's why I was in prison. I know that once you're very interested in one information, the thing you have to do is to search for the same kind of information from different sources. And then you compare those information and see what's real in it and what's superficial. That's the easiest thing to do. And if you want to know about somebody in Mexico, there are a lot of them here. If you want to know about somebody in China, there are Chinese people here. So before I was able to travel to the U.S. and ended up loving it and moved here, I traveled through people. So I met people from the U.S. when I was living in France. And then they told me how to live home. But there wasn't people who was like for bombing Iraq or those things. So that's a local, that's a politics, you know what I mean? That when the U.S. say, I am in war maybe with Iran, it doesn't mean an Iranian citizen is your enemy. We can share information people to people, and then government can deal with their own business. You know what I mean? So that's my duty, is to tell people what's happening in Africa. They just want to keep you here and give you wrong information, and you make wrong decision. You should come even for 2 weeks and live with no running water, no electricity, and see how it is. You know, and then my culture can embrace you, because people in this community have embraced me. Because when I go back home, people say, oh, the U.S. citizen is back. I am like, okay, well, I've been adopted in the U.S., so why not? Why don't people come here and, you know, be part of this community? So, because we share gravity, time, and space as humans. So it doesn't matter where we are, you know. So this is why I'm a global citizen. I can go anywhere and connect with humans.
We're talking to Issa Nyafaga. So you want to put solar panels to power the radio tower?
Yeah,
to
power the transmitter, yes.
Okay.
And then also the computers, the equipment, and then the radio itself. So we can run it 10 hours a day.
Ah, okay, interesting.
Yes.
Because all right, so this is a little call out to solar
yes.
panel manufacturers
sure is,
and
yes.
companies and stuff
yes.
in Santa Fe, because
yes.
this is a very interesting human rights project that maybe
yep.
people want to get involved with.
Yeah, people want to support free speech. And also there is a lot of killings for gays, and then women don't have an equal right in Cameroon. So this project is very, very important. And I want to tell people that it doesn't cost a lot of money for this project. The only thing is that it's far. There are no bridges even to go to that region. There is a challenge for each thing we have to do. That's the only cost. But the region itself doesn't cost very much. And there's a movie story by two American filmmakers, Sophie Romanier and Jay Menton. They have this organization called Issue TV. They only do political movies. So they came with me once. So we have a piece of movie, actually, that people can watch and see how serious we are with this project. And they can join anytime. It's a very inclusive project. So I'm inviting them to come. And then also come to the show on Friday.
Now, the show is, as we said, tomorrow night, Friday the 27th of February, from 5 to 7.
That's right.
At the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts on Old Pecos Trail, here in Santa Fe. And it's the same building that the movie theater is in, that the Cinematheque is in.
Right.
Now, if people want to get in touch with you, Issa, how can they do so?
Oh, well, they can call me. My number is 646-552-9893. But they can also call CCA. To know what the open hours, and then the show is going to be up for 3 months. I'm very excited. And I post something on Facebook. It was very funny to say, okay, if you're coming, check your gun at the door. But I was just making fun of. But it's a very political show. So it's going to move you, because, you know, paper and ink is very powerful.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, Issa Nyafaga, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. The CCA is on the web at ccasantafe.org, and their number is 982-1338. Thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
It was a pleasure. Bye.